A ring a ding ding ring a ling.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How are you?
Cold beer tastes good today.
Oh, it's been a week. Have you been having like just the weirdest weeks?
Yeah.
It seems
like I have been.
Like since Labor Day, I don't know if it's everyone's scrambling to get stuff like
it's like
down the
it's
pipe
like
for
winter's
work.
Coming tomorrow. It's,
I know. Yeah. All of a sudden people are just like running nuts. Yeah. Like someone stepped on their anthill, at least here at the station.
That's a good one. I never heard that one.
Yeah. So we missed last week. And,
yeah, I know.
That was.
I feel bad. I'm sorry.
We were both busy playing catch up.
Yep, yep.
Like we always say in the business world, sometimes holiday weekends are tougher than if you just
they
stick
are.
With the regular
yeah.
schedule.
Yep.
But what
yep.
beautiful
Cheers.
Weather we had.
Oh, Cheers. Did you have a good holiday, Labor Day?
We did. The wind was, well, as you know, dead calm. Bad.
It was like probably one of the nicest weather weekends for Labor Day I can remember, I feel like.
Well, the entire summer. Yeah. Bad for sailboaters. They had to use their kickers.
Yeah.
I remember just putting in the, or opening up the windows at the house on, I think it was Saturday. And it was just like this out here. You can hear everything in the field, the crickets,
really?
And just no wind. I'm like, this is going to be the best weekend
yeah.
ever.
Did you get the grill out, or what did you do?
For a little bit, and then we put the boat in.
Yeah.
And we had a surprise birthday at TJ's Harbor Restaurant.
Nice.
We were there.
Yeah.
They
sell a lot of blood wine there.
They do. Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And then we went up to Fremont. For a run on the boat, which that was the first run all the way up that far to Partridge Lake.
How long does it
did.
Take to get up there from the harbor?
It depends, but like from where we are, Black Wolf Point area
yeah.
up there is about a good hour and a half.
Okay, so that's a good boat ride.
It is. Yeah. I was getting tired of it by the end. I should have known better because holiday weekends, the
Everybody's,
river is
yeah.
just packed.
Right. Everybody's doing the same thing.
So by the time we got back, I was annoyed.
Yeah.
So what's new in the world of Dave Knuth?
We haven't really made an announcement yet, but I suppose I might as well. I've been painting all
I
week.
See that.
My wife, Marie, the Blue-Eyed Blonde, is opening Knuth Bookseller in downtown Ripon at our old location in the beer hall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's going to be a bookstore.
Just in the area where you were up, like behind the bar and that whole hall?
Correct. The beer hall. Yep. Just that beer hall area. So it's Knuth Bookseller, and it's her dream. She's going to do used books, new books, vinyl records, and then
Ooh,
she'll
records.
Have a little bar area for some specialty beer and wine tasting.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I see you reading all the time when you're on your bicycle. And I see you trying yeah. to read and flip the pages.
I do enjoy, you know, I like, I'm a nonfiction guy. I like history. I like biographies.
Yeah, I can see that in you. You
right
sometimes...
now I'm reading Hemingway, actually.
Really?
Yep.
So how long does it take you to get through a typical
long
book?
Time?
Yeah.
You
started Hemingway when back when before you built the new place?
Yeah. No, I think I started I probably started him this spring.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, not,
so,
not too
you know,
bad.
I usually get a couple books a year.
Sure. We haven't had too much rain this year,
yeah.
so but yeah, when do you find the time?
Well, that's the problem. Like usually it's, you know, right before I go to bed. And then usually what happens is I'll start reading and I'll fall asleep. And then I got to reread what I just read, you know, because I'm dozing off.
Sure, yeah. It's the tiredness that does it.
Yeah.
You ever start reading after a few Blue-Eyed Blondes and it looks like it goes from traditional text to cursive?
Yeah. Jumping out at you.
Yeah. 3D.
Hey, so I was sending a text message the other day.
Yeah.
And, I was texting something, and all of a sudden, the words started like jumping out at me and moving.
Yeah,
what is that?
I think depending on what software you have, you can have it like when you send it has like effects.
Yeah.
Or there's also, I think, like the magnify. This phone is going to be 7 years old, so I don't have that, but I've seen it happen.
It just happened like recently, and I was like, I don't know. I thought it was LSD or something.
Yeah. Real coke.
Yeah. Somebody roofied me.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, yeah, I'm due for a new phone, that's for sure. but almost schmucked a deer yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. I was up in the...
the turdy pointer?
Yeah, it was a doe, but it was, and I'll tell you what, it was a small doe.
Okay.
And I was on County W, right near Nordic Mountain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to
lots of deer up there.
Oh, I'm going to turn right into the driveway, and not of Nordic, but sure, at the land. And I'm looking, something caught my eye, and we're on a really tight curve. And I see this doe running, and I'm like, okay. And I'm watching it. I'm going from 40 down to 30, down to 20, and then it bolted across the highway. And coming in the opposite direction is a big agricultural truck with a big tank of, I didn't know what it was on it.
Right.
It was water.
Yeah.
I lost visual of the deer, and it hit that truck in the side so hard that it sounded like, when I pulled into the driveway and got out, the truck driver stopped because it broke the valve that held all the water in that
tank.
No
way.
And it's just pouring out on the highway, and he's like saying words I can't say on air. Yeah. And he's like, did I hit you? And I'm like, no. I said, that was how loud it smacked. Like it, but I'm sure when it busted
crazy,
all the,
yeah,
the piping
it
off,
probably, yeah.
It was like, that just happened.
What are the odds?
I know. So we
and
had
you
to,
were there to witness
I
it.
I was there. And,
now we have something to talk about today.
Now we have something to talk about today. Otherwise, it's been pretty boring. It's been work.
Yeah. Well, I got to put in a plug for my good friends. You know, it's getting to be that time of year for Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Which we just got our signs in. So ours is October 3rd, that first Saturday. But this weekend is the People's Fest, Volksfest,
sure,
in Waupun.
Yep.
Which is always one of my favorite festivals. They do such a great job, the organizers down there. It's going to be at Tanner Park this year. They got a big tent.
Sure.
And it's Friday and Saturday. They've got Copper Box Friday night, or tonight.
Yeah.
I think they're going on at 5 or 6, don't quote me.
Right around Beer 30.
Yeah, right around Beer 30. And they have Stein Holding tonight, I believe I was looking. And then tomorrow, I think it's the first annual Volksfest car show. And then
so
they've got
expanding
polka music all day Saturday. And they've got the Hammerschlagen and all kinds of authentic German food, some really cool merchandise that they always make, some cool, like, you know, the old ladies make some knit hats.
Yeah, a little nice little sweater.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Yep.
Very cool. We had a gentleman in last year from there, didn't we?
Yeah, Corey.
Yeah,
yep.
Corey.
Yep. And mm-hmm. he and his wife Bambi, they're still two of the main organizers. They've got plenty of Knuth brew down there, so you're not going to go thirsty.
And I saw the only chance for maybe a little rain or a storm might be early Saturday morning, like very early,
yeah,
and then
I think,
it clears right up.
I think
again,
we're going to be good. So, head on down to Waupun this weekend, Friday night Copper Box, and then Saturday live polkas all day at the Tanner Park Volksfest.
Very cool. That's neat that they're expanding that with more.
Yeah,
more
they've had a great turnout the last few years. So sure, it really is. They do a great job.
Very cool.
There's enough, you know, it's kind of cool because they really keep the tradition, you know, but they mix it up too to make it fun for the younger
sure
folks.
Boy, I feel a lot better after that beer. What did we have?
This is the Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah, and if you can't make it to Waupun, we got a concert, Star 6ix9ine, the last
that's
summer
right,
concert.
In the Village Green in Ripon, right?
Yep, last concert tonight. So, and then we have music, I should say, North Coast Jazz Project tomorrow night from 5 to 8.
Very cool. Well, thanks for coming in, Dave.
Thanks for having
me.
Cheers.
Great having you back in the studio.